Happy Sabbath, everyone. It's good to be here. Amen?
Amen.
Well, today, it is all about communion. So let's talk about that this morning. Sometimes we say, all I want is my fair share. Or I just want what is coming to me. I just want what I deserve. If six people work on a job and all do the same amount of work, they get the job finished, then they'll have done their fair amount of job or share of a job. Now, if you and I have divided something that was given to the both of us, and you got twice as much as I did, then you have more than that you fair share required, right? And I will have less of what's supposed to be given to me. A share is a portion of something. Now, a fair share is a portion that is fair, honest, and right. Everyone wants to be treated the right way. Amen? We all want the proper change back when we buy something. Now, if you go to a store and you feel like the change was not there, you feel like you have been shortchanged and you didn't get what was supposed to get. So you demand our rights, right? We demand our rights. In these days that we live in, everybody's talking about human rights. Constitutions in countries are written with a great emphasis on individuals' rights. Now, there is, however, one area where I'm just glad to know that I did not get a fair deal. It's an area where I will never demand my rights or insist and what was coming to me. It's an area where I'll forever remain silent, and I just be thankful because I just been shortchanged. I'm talking about my sins this morning. When you read Psalms 103 from verse 10 to 13, the Bible says this: He, talking about God, does not treat us as our sins deserve. Would you say amen?
Amen?
Or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love. You are quiet this morning. So great is his love. Some of the Bible says his mercy for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he, God, removed our transgressions from us. Let's go back. So far has God removed my transgression. God has removed your transgressions away from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. God, our wonderful God, does not treat us as our own sins require. Our sins were deserving of punishment. Instead, we received reward. We deserve death, but in his place, we receive life. Jesus, the one who deserved glory, took our guilt upon himself. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, the Bible says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might be the righteousness of God. Now, this is love. It's love powerful love. Now, this love you cannot measure. Love that knows no limits. It is because God's love that we are here today. Will you say amen? Amen. Now, how far are the heavens above the earth? The heavens extend for untold millions of miles above the earth. We cannot understand the limits of when you are able to understand the limits of a universe, then you can understand God's love for us. So if you tell me how far is our universe and all the details, then you will be able to understand God's love for us. But we cannot understand it. But today I'm just thankful for it. Believers in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior had their sins removed from them by the compassionate Heavenly Father, never to be remembered again. Now, if our Father chooses not to remember our sins again, why is it so hard for us not to forget about our own sins? And yet, it's so hard for us even to forget the sins of others. Now, the Bible says that as far as the east is from the west, how far is that? Now, when you travel toward the western horizon from the east, you will never reach it. It simply stretches on before you. As far as the east is from the west, that is how far our sins are from us. Would you say amen? In other words, when we confess our sins before God, He will take our sins so far away from us that it will be impossible for us to reach it. So don't you try to reach what God already declared unreachable, because you have been forgiven. This table this morning is all about forgiveness. Forgiveness that we do not deserve. When Jesus says, every time we drink this cup and eat this bread, we are confessing our need of Christ and His forgiveness. Most of you remember when the Bible talks about the Passover. Let's talk a little bit about that. It was the time to celebrate the Passover, the most sacred of Jewish feasts. Jesus and His friends had gathered for a meal. Since the streets of the roads of Palestine were plain dirt, in dry weather, they were inches deep in dust, and in wet weather, they were liquid mud. So the shoes of those days were very simple. We don't have those fancy shoes that we use today. Everything is covered. In those days, the feet were exposed to the dirt and to the water. Now, just inside of the doorway of most homes, there was a basin or a bowl of water with a towel. And often a servant, a slave, would greet the visitors and wash their feet. We know that. Now, on that night, Jesus gathered His disciples for a meal. No one then had carried out this degrading task. They were thinking about the kingdom of God. The talk was in their minds. They were thinking and dreaming about kingdoms and thrones and power and glory. That was their mind. And Luke tells us that the disciples were engaged in a dispute as to which of them will be the greatest in the kingdom of Jesus. No one dared to assume the role of a servant and carry out the courtesy of watching feed. Now, we have Jesus, the King. I say, in that night, if you remember, Jesus, the King of Kings, we have him here watching the dirty feet of the disciples and drying him with a towel. Here is the King whose scepter, symbol of authority and power, is a towel. There's a great truth that we learned that night when Jesus used the towel. Washing the disciples' feet was not an isolated event. What he did that night in the upper room portrays the whole journey that he made from heaven, from the Father into the world and back to the Father. John says that Jesus rose from the supper just as he had risen from his eternal throne. Jesus laid aside his garments just as he had said his glory in heaven. He also laid aside his privileges as the Son of God. Jesus wrapped a towel around himself just as he wrapped around himself our own humanity. Jesus then washed the disciples' feet, performing the most humiliating act of service. Just on the next day, he died the shameful death of a common criminal. When Jesus had finished washing their feet, John says he took up his garments and returned to his place of honor. Just as after he cried from the cross, "It is finished," he later rose from the grave and ascended into the heaven, and he was seated again with the God, his Father. Jesus used the towel to illustrate something powerful that we should never forget. In that room that night, the eternal Son of God, the King of creation, stripped off his garments and got down on his knees to wash the dirt from the feet of the men who should have been serving him. On that night, Jesus transforms a common custom of those days into a consecrated ordinance. It was to be observed by his disciples that they might ever keep in mind his lesson on humility and service. It carries a message of forgiveness, acceptance, and assurance from Christ to the believer, but also between the believers themselves. This message is expressed in the atmosphere of humbleness. The act was nothing new, for it symbolized the purpose of his mission, and we must learn from his example. For he said, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." Communion. The very word suggests something that if we are not careful, we're going to miss. We need to understand that communion is very special. It's powerful. Communion, we need to understand this morning, that it's so special because Jesus is here. I need to say that again. Communion is so meaningful to us because Jesus is here. This is his table. We are in his house. We are God's sons and daughters. And we must have a special communion with our Father. And yes, with one another. We also need to understand that Jesus is here in the bread. We remember that in the midst of their meal, Jesus took some bread and said, "Take it. This is my body." The Lord Jesus Christ declares that this bread, his body. So he is in the bread. So when we eat this bread, we participate in this. What happened at the cross? Jesus died for our sins of the world. But by eating this bread, we declare that he dies for me. Jesus said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." Never forget that the body of Christ was broken for you and I. He is in the wine. The wine represented Jesus' powerful blood. As the disciples drank the wine, they remembered the blood covenant. But Jesus reinterpreted the wine to symbolize a new covenant. In the Lord's Supper, Jesus' blood now symbolized more than salvation from a single night of terror. Instead, it celebrates eternal salvation. We need to remember that we are redeemed by the precious and powerful blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. But there is more than just remembering the past when we come to the Lord's table. There is also looking to the future. Jesus made a promise not only to the believing gathering in the upper room, but also to you and me. Now, I'm not sure what are we going to do when we get to heaven the first week, the first days. I'm not sure what's going to happen there. People have different ideas and different opinions. But this I know, that we have a dinner reservation. I say that we're going to have a dinner reservation. I don't know what's going to happen there, but I know for sure that we have a dinner reservation. This table is a special table. We're going to sit in this table. We're going to sit down. And this is not just any table. This is a table that the Lord himself has laid out for us. He has prepared for us. There is no higher form of fellowship than to partake a meal together with our Lord and Savior. Today, we celebrate supper, the Lord's Supper. Today, we are here to celebrate our salvation. And we also look forward to his soon coming. Will you say amen? Amen. The service of the Lord's Supper. It is just as holy today as it was when it was instituted by Jesus Christ. Jesus is still present when this sacred ordinance is celebrated. Listen to this. It is at this, his own appointment, that Christ meet his people and energize them by his presence. God bless you.